Hannah Buck Ronda. Thank you so much. You just heard a little bit from Can't Sleep on My Feet. That's from the new EP by Whiskey Class. Paglilifsik, welcome you two.
Great to be here.
Thanks so much. We're here with Liz Snyder and Patrick Troll, the creative minds behind Whiskey Class. I'm Chandra Boom from KXLL, and I'm so excited to be talking with both of you. I've heard your music, and I'm like a huge fan. So who let this fan in? I don't know. But I wanted to ask you both. Yeah. What have you been up to since your last release?
Oh, man. it's been a while. We've been up to a lot, actually. I mean, this pandemic kind of brought a little bit of creativity out of us, I would say. We kind of used it to our advantage. And we kind of bunkered down and wrote a bunch of stuff this last year.
Wow. How about you, Patrick? Yeah, it's been like a really crazy past year for everyone. And so that was something that I was really curious about as really prolific musicians and creative forces in kind of multiple different areas. Are there any particular influences that you can point to over the last year that emerged in the sound of your new EP?
Yeah, I mean, definitely just, I think slowing down is always beautiful, but I think the thing that was helpful and very inspiring and groovy for me was like going to the forest or the river and going alone and having experiences with that and kind of taking that into the work. And like the song that you played at the very beginning, I Just Rule, that's like about like loving yourself. And I think that's what we all worked on. You know, it's like, I rule. I don't need to go out. Like, I'm cool. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I Just Rule. I was instantly drawn to that one on the track list for the new EP because as a 90s kid, I feel like rule is like, it's just like super 90s slang. So I was just instantly drawn to it. And I really love that one. It's got such a good beat. And I really appreciate you sharing about kind of going solo into nature a little bit. The last year gave us a really good opportunity to do that. So I'm curious, as a music fan, have you heard any comparisons to your newer work that you think kind of nail it?
None. I have not heard.
People always ask, so like when I'm like, I'm in a band, we're called Whiskey Class. So like, cool. Who do you sound like? I'm like, I don't know.
No idea. You know? I really don't know.
Yeah. It kind of took me a minute too, after listening to a few of the tracks, and I was getting a little bit of Cotton Jones vibes, a little bit of Sylvain Esso vibes. And I'm like, I mean, Sylvain Esso is like my desert island artist, you know.
Yeah, have heard that one before, like we should be opening for them or something. I have heard that one. Yeah,
yeah, big time.
Vanessa,
give myself a little pat on the back for nailing that one. Are there any artists who are influences of yours that you kind of bring with you into your visioning, or is it all just kind of naturally emerging?
Well, I think that's what's tight about Whiskey Class, and at least what we do, and like how Liz, you know, Liz is kind of a singer-songwriter, beautiful, just songs and voice, and it's like unreal. You know, Liz by herself is worthy enough of the praise that we get. You know, like, and so
thank you.
And then we both kind of listen to so much stuff, and you know, we listen to bluegrass and electronic music and all that stuff, and I think it all comes together because good music is good music. It doesn't really matter if it like is crazy or if it's down tempo or, you know what I mean? Liz, right?
Yeah, like, no, we definitely draw from many, many sources. I mean, I do for sure. You know, Fleet Foxes, like Joanna Newsom was one of my biggest inspirations back when I started singing.
Yeah, throwing it back. Cool.
Yeah, I just love anything like unique in the vocal world. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
I love that. We could probably have quite a few conversations about some of the artists that we like to hear. How about other mediums? You know, from what I've seen from both of you, you're like I said, creative forces kind of in your own right. So I'm curious if there is work that you do in other mediums that you bring to your recording projects.
Well, I'm doing some like video editing stuff right now. And that's kind of what I'm doing for work. And I mean, I've always loved video and I've always loved kind of making trippy stuff or goofy little songs and like making a video for them. I mean, Liz and I were both making movies in high school. And so I guess that has translated now to us kind of doing that now. And so with this little label deal we got some money to do some videos. And so we just shot a video a couple weeks ago.
How
we're kind
great.
Of putting together now.
Is which track is that for?
It's for I'm Afraid.
I can't
wait. It was our first single release that it was just released a couple weeks ago on the 4th. So yeah, definitely check that one out if you haven't yet. It's one of the first singles off of the EP.
Perfect.
And yeah, I don't know if we have a set date on when the music video is going to be released, but should be soon. Do you know, Patrick?
No, we're working on it.
Yeah, it's still work in progress.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll definitely keep listeners updated when that music video is released. I can't wait to see it. I've loved what I've seen in the past. Patrick, as I mentioned, I am one of the voices behind KXLL, and your Burger Church sessions are super rad.
Oh, yeah.
Has a lot of fans, and since I'm new to KXLL, I just kind of wanted to get a little bit of into the glimpse at the genesis of Burger Church, other than worshiping burgers, which you and I can have a long conversation about later. I literally just had a burger for lunch. what did that look like? Like, why Burger Church?
Well, it was always kind of this, like, I guess I grew up like kind of worshiping cheeseburgers and my dad like hides them in his exhibit and stuff like that. And I was kind of, there was always this philosophy of like, when you eat a cheeseburger, it's always like a good time, you know, you're not eating a cheeseburger at your grandma's funeral or at like the bank when you're about to be broke, you know, like you're eating cheeseburgers at the beach, you're eating, you know, it's always a good vibe. And so that's like my church, you know, and like listening to music and all that stuff. And then I was like riffing with Annie B one day and I was like, man, I would love to do a show. And then 5 years later, here we are, still going.
I like to call them self-care Amazing. Cheeseburgers. So that's perfect. Always a good time Exactly. with the Burger Church. Okay, here's one that I'm really curious about is Alaskan musicians. I'm always really curious about this and work from Alaskans because our communities are, you know, they're relatively pretty small and a lot of artists and creative people kind of run in the same circles. So where do you look for fresh inspiration?
Ooh. Liz, take it.
Fresh inspiration. These days it's definitely, well, usually it's always tied to nature for me. It's always tied to the outdoors. And like, that's like my church. That's the place that I'm most connected to, myself, and my spirit and where I get like refueled. And that's really where I look to, like Patrick was saying earlier, going to the river solo, that's my inspiration. And also just like the small community, like community is amazing. We're both living in Seattle now. I'm honestly having a tough time with it. I'm not a city guy. I definitely miss Juneau and I miss Alaska so much. And I am realizing how much inspiration I really drew from that community and from, just the people there. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, the people are tight. Like, actually, Liz was just back in Juneau and I was just in Ketchikan and we just both got back. And like seeing the Woolpuller show that they did and like seeing all my friends doing music, like there were gigs all over. I played in these gigs. I was DJ. It was just like, man, there's something here, you know, there's something going on here.
There's something incredible there that you can't really find anywhere else. Like, it's, yeah. It's
Yeah, I completely agree. There really is a magic to Alaska. I'm from Nome myself, and I'm brand new to Juneau, and you know, that was kind of as far as far away and maybe as close to the rest of the states that I could bring myself. Yeah. Because there really is something about Alaska. The small community really is some magic. Let's put a pause in that one and hear just a little bit more from the new EP, and we'll be right back with Whiskey Class.
Oh, 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 oh,
Welcome back. This is KXLL's Chandra Boom. You just heard some of I Just Rule, one of the new tracks from Whiskey Class's new EP. And Patrick and Liz, thanks so much for being here with us today on Juneau Afternoon. We were just talking a little bit about the power and strength of community here in Alaska. But I would really imagine that you're both in Seattle now, and I would imagine that you're getting a lot of creative inspiration and inklings there. Can you paint the picture of what Seattle life has been like for you?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's a city. It's crazy. It's really surreal flying into Seattle after being in Alaska for 2 weeks. It's got its ups and downs, but I think it's also the same. You can draw the same inspiration of like what Alaska brings, because that's such a part of both of us, by while being here and like being like the freeway is our river here, and that sucks. Mm. So let's write about that. Mm. Ain't that right, Liz? Liz hates Seattle. Yeah. I give her all this crap.
I'm struggling. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a city guy. It's taken me a lot of prayer and acceptance to just accept that I'm here and this is where I am right now, and it's not forever, so but it's fine, it's great, it's Seattle.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I love visiting Seattle. You know, it is kind of a vibrant music scene, just the whole grunge scene of the 90s and all of that. And maybe, you know, finding a little bit of inspiration in missing home can be really powerful too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So since you're both
hit that one on the head.
Yeah. Since you're both in Seattle, but still really connected to this music scene here in Southeast, Patrick, you mentioned DJing in Ketchikan, Liz playing with your other band, the Wool Pullers, here in Juneau.
Yeah.
So as things start to open up a bit more as we emerge from the pandemic, what do you hope to see in the coming months for the music scene here in Southeast?
I hope to see Whiskey Class do a Southeast Alaska tour.
Yes.
That's what I hope.
Yes.
Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, do that. All
right. Yeah. That's the dream right there.
Well, I hope to see Folk Fest back. I mean, Folk Fest rocked it this year with the virtual thing, but like that's where Liz and I really connected, you know.
Yeah. And well, I think a lot of your listeners and fans, certainly this fan, would really look forward to a Whiskey Class tour down here in Southeast. So just really quick as we wrap up, any performances coming up that our listeners might be able to catch online?
I don't know about online, but we are doing the Salmon Fest 2021. I don't know if they're streaming that online, but it's happening in person this year, so... Yeah. That's, I think, the only thing we've got lined up for now.
But we got a new song, I think, coming out next month.
Yeah.
And then the EP comes out sometime this fall. But new songs coming out and all that stuff. So.
And music videos.
Yes, I can't wait. We'll keep listeners abreast of those. Liz Patrick of Whiskey Class, Gwanuk Buck, thanks so much for joining us today. You can catch Whiskey Class at Salmon Fest in person in Nanilchik in August. Check it out online, Salmon Fest. Keep your eyes out for the music videos that will be coming out and the new singles from the new EP that'll be coming this fall. Thanks so much, Whiskey Class.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Take it.